Now, Federation, WebSphere Federation Server has some basic capabilities that are important to understand. One is that each type of remote data source has its own individual wrapper. And a wrapper is basically the client libraries that mediate between the data sources and the federated view of the data. So, for example, a wrapper for an Oracle database may have multiple databases, and for each database, the remote servers have to be identified as well as the nicknames, which are the nicknames are basically the SQL objects that we present as tables to the Federation server. So the nicknames look just like tables to the application. And a key element of this environment is its ability to take statistics that are gathered from the remote sources and actually store them as metadata in the metadata server that exists within the Federation server, and be able to take those statistics and use what we call a cost-based optimizer to decide how to distribute the query work between the information integration component and the remote sources. The cost-based pushdown of operations is a very important aspect of the WebSphere Federation server. What the system actually does is it takes the queries and breaks them out into query fragments, which are remotely sent via the native client library in the source's own dialect. So, for instance, if you're talking to DB2 on a remote source, you're talking to it via DRDA. Or if you're talking to Oracle, you'd be using Oracle Native API. We also support stored procedures in remote views as well as standard tables.